This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello and welcome to Nation Talk. Today we are speaking to Minister Zimmer, who is Ontario's Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation. Minister, welcome to Nation Talk.
Thank you very much for the invitation to speak.
Minister, could you tell us about the event we are all attending today?
Well, today's event marks the 10th anniversary of the founding of the Ministry of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation as a standalone ministry. That happened in the fall of 2007. Before that, it was not a ministry in its own right. It was attached to another ministry. It was important to establish the ministry as a standalone ministry so that it could, number one, get the attention that the ministry deserved, and so that it could serve notice that the entire ministry was going to be dedicated to Indigenous issues, not just a second-tier ministry.
Minister, there's been a lot done. You guys could call yourselves leaders in change. Can you tell us a bit about some of the highlights?
Well, as I said in my remarks today, there are dozens of sort of technical things that we've done on economic development, on health care, on hydro, you name all of those things. But overall, from sort of 60,000 feet point of view, what we have done is raised the public awareness of Indigenous issues. Often, when there are difficulties or problems, or challenges that have to be dealt with, the very first step is for people to be aware of the issue. Indigenous communities were always aware of the difficulties and the issues. They've lived them for centuries, ever since first contact. The non-Indigenous peoples did not necessarily have that same sense of awareness. I think what we've done in the last 10 years, as I said in my remarks today, 10 years on, open up any newspaper, turn on any electronic media, turn on any radio station, listen to the conversation at work or in the grocery store. And what do people talk about? Indigenous issues, reconciliation. So there's that whole new sense of awareness. Once there's awareness, then there's a recognition that, you know, something has to be fixed here, and that's where we are now.
What is your message to other Indigenous Affairs ministers that may be listening to this across Canada and the territories?
Well, I think Ontario I talk to my ministerial colleagues in other provinces and at the federal level. And I think, and I say this with pride on behalf of the Ontario government, there is a recognition that in many, many, if not most ways, Ontario has been a leader in the recognition of Indigenous issues, the need to do something about it, and the development of ways how to deal with something about it. So I know that all my ministerial colleagues in the provinces and the federal government often look to Ontario and say, we have an issue in our province or in the country. How did Ontario tackle this? I also learn from my ministerial colleagues in other provinces and at other levels of government. So again, governments are exchanging best practices, if you will. That's important.
Very good. With a provincial election looming just a few months away, what is your message to tens of thousands of Indigenous voters?
Well, as you know, there are two new ridings that have been created, one in northeastern Ontario, one in northwestern Ontario. There's another riding around the Kenora area, which is a new riding. And in those particular areas, there's a significant Indigenous population. We would hope, and I would urge Indigenous peoples to participate in the voting process, choose the party of their choice. There are four principal parties running, but get engaged in the political process. Indigenous peoples already are engaged in the political process in the sense that their nations, their PTOs, their tribal councils are engaged with government. And now I think the people should also engage with government. Wouldn't it be nice to have It would be a great thing to have a couple of Indigenous members sitting here in the legislature at Queen's Park, bringing the message directly to the Parliament of Ontario.
Minister, congratulations on your 10 years, and thank you for joining Nation Talk.
Thank you for the chance to speak to you.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.